This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Sources say the Obama administration is about to further extend the ability of consumers to keep their bare-bones health care plans, coverage deemed substandard under health care reform. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
Remember last fall, health insurers sent out cancellation letters because some policies didn't meet the Affordable Care Act requirements? President Obama decided to let people keep those policies a while longer, in some cases for a year, which means they'd be getting cancellation letters again this fall, right before the congressional elections.
I quite frankly think much of this is political.
Wendell Potter is a former insurance executive. He says regardless of the Obama administration's motives, there aren't many people still on these old bare-bones plans.
Probably we're talking about thousands. Certainly not, I don't think, the hundreds of thousands.
Larry Levitt is senior vice president of the Kaiser Family Foundation. He says these thousands of people could have an outsized impact if they decided to go without health insurance, because a lot of them are young and healthy.
You're losing the opportunity to include them in the Affordable Care Act's risk pool, which helps to keep premiums down and keep the market stable.
The Obama administration isn't commenting. All the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services will say is they're continuing to look at options. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.